الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم، إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. I had another subject in mind to speak on, but what came in the Ash'ar and then what came in the Kitab again, so I thought we can just continue with that, emphasize on that. That is a very important, and that was what our Shaykh was known for, that he should speak against Bad-Nazri. In fact, Hazrat used to say that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me to find out the illness of the Ummah. Like a Hakim puts his finger on a pulse, and then he makes out what diseases that person has got. Or like a person goes for a scan, and then through the scan they see all whatever weaknesses, diseases, illnesses you have got. So this is what I diagnosed of the Ummah was this Bad-Nazri, that their eyes are not under control. Hazrat also said at one time that Allah Ta'ala has been so kind and merciful that He made Bad-Nazri, that is not to look at other women, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in life or anything, fantasizing, anything. Allah made that haram, so Allah cut the sin right at the root, so that nothing else can grow after that. Once that is cut off, and Hazrat Suhaas, his bayans, his dealings, his teachings were about Bad-Nazri, to look after the eyes. Now if we look at it from another point of view, like for example, in the hadith which comes that a person who sees something wrong being done, then he must stop it by the force of his hand, and then with the force of his tongue, and then with the force of his heart. So it could have been also stated the other way around, that you start first with the heart. But there's great wisdom in starting first with the hand. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulum, the ma'arif, the wisdom Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody else was blessed with that wisdom. So yeah, also, it could be that Allah, in fact, Hazrat says in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not even go near zina. Allah did not say, do not commit zina. To commit zina is very far, but do not even go near zina, adultery. Stay very far from it. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala kept us completely far away. And if we go and see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was tempted by Zulaikha to commit evil with him, and he didn't. And what happened after that? He was put into jail. And so when we see one aspect is this, that had he committed that evil, then, well, iyazu billah, then that the story should be at an end then. He committed the evil, he satisfied her, and whatever then will carry on with that. But when he didn't, then see what was the result. What happened then? That they jailed him. And when they jailed him, then other two prisoners also came in the jail. They had some dreams, he interpreted those dreams for them. He gave them the da'wat also, of oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All that he done, and then after that they went out and he told them the interpretation of the dream and what will happen. And then one of them he told that he will get saved, and he said, speak some good about me, talk about me. There's somebody innocent person who's in the jail and is lingering, staying there in the jail, and he's innocent, but if Allah may, shaitan made that person forget, and he didn't speak. Then the king saw the dreams about the cows and about the corn, and then that person remembered, and then he went back. And after he went back, then he got the interpretation of the dream, The king demanded to have order him to come to him. He said, first, until my name is not cleared, clarify my name. All this happened because he did not commit that evil act. Had he committed that evil act, all this whole procedure should not have happened. And then what happened? The interpretation of the dream, that there will be plenty of food, corn, flour, everything for everyone. But then 7 years of droughts will come. And then people will suffer. Now, had all this not been happening, then the people should not get saved. It was by his interpretation of the dream that they saved the corn in that year when the rains were very good, and they saved for the rainy day, for the day when there won't be rains, and they won't have corn, etc., to eat. So all this is that barakat. So see, by staying away from adultery, who didn't benefit? The country benefited, the people benefited, and then not only the people of Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salam, his father Yaqub alayhi salam, they were in Canaan. They also used to come and fetch corn, from which we learn there must have been other people also from outside countries who came, and they also came and they came and fetched corn. So all this is in the barakat of observing that command of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So if we can think also today, if we also will save ourselves from guna, whether it's this guna or any other guna, how lot of barakat won't come. And today, because one other guna which we did not save ourselves from, that is when evil is being committed and then you don't stop it. So now the evil has taken, overwhelmed and overtaken everything. Now anyone who wants to practice the right, he is being suppressed. And he is finding it difficult today. As one great alim had said, that now the winds of misguidance are blowing. The people all just submit to misguidance, to whether it be videos, whether it be music, whether it be intermingling of the sexes, whether it be interfaith, whatever, all these things. These things are just now all the time. And a person who goes with that, he can move along. But then that is only for this dunya, for the little while of this dunya, and that is a great, great foolery the person puts himself in, that he is now just making himself happy for what will happen in the qabr. And there is no one, whichever side you belong to, or that can deny death and the things that are going to happen after death. Wise is that person who will undergo the difficulty here. And Shariat has made it that under these difficult conditions, at least that a person regards it as evil from the heart, then also his iman will be saved. But when that stage comes, that you don't even, you in fact get involved in the evil yourself, and you encourage the evil. So much so today, one family were having a reunion, get together again. So they made sure they have parda, the two men, woman, man and woman separate. So one woman phoned and complained, what's this parda business here? That is the condition that we have come today. And if you have it free for all, everyone accepts it. And but fortunate are those people who will remain on the haq and on the truth. And they will follow what is the right thing. It might be a little difficult here in this world for a little while. But they are the ones who are going to gain salvation. And it has become such that people generally... understand what is the truth also. And they say, just because we want it easy, that's why we are following these people. But they say, we know what is the truth. So the truth is quite clear. So anyway, in this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabaruk ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Don't speak of that which you do not have knowledge about. So that is a very, very important command of Allah tabaruk ta'ala with regard to the tongue. And the islah of the tongue is one of the major things that a person has to make islah. In fact, not we, Allah Ta'ala makes that islah in Ramadan, as we try here during the month of Ramadan, that roza which Allah has made for us is not only on the on eating and drinking and not having sexual relations, but roza is of the tongue as well, of the eyes as well, of the ears as well, of the heart and mind, of the stomach, and whether our rozas are accepted or not, to have that fear. So it comes in the Hadith Sharif, and that also we have to check ourselves, that we just hear about something and immediately we get a news item on our phone and we share it with somebody else, we pass it on. We didn't verify whether it is true or not. And many of us are guilty of that. And many of that of us, we accept that as the truth. Whereas it comes in the Hadith that if you, whatever you just hear and you did not verify it, then you, that is enough to establish you as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. And lying is such a guna, so severe, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person can, a mu'min can steal, a mu'min can commit adultery, but a mu'min can't lie. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That lying in a mu'min, that shows the severity of it. Ulama have explained, by speaking a lie doesn't mean you go out of the fold of Islam. But the severity of lying, how severe that guna is. So that Allah Ta'ala says, inna sam'a, your ears, wal basar, inna sam'a wal basar, wal fu'ad, your heart, kana anhu mas'oola, you will be questioned about these things. So with regard to zina, if we think of zina itself, and Hazrat has written on this extensively, and particularly on this subject, that zina, which we think is the end result of badnagri, is zina. But zina itself, adultery, is not the end result. It is, you can say, the middle result. From there, the worst results start after that. And one is all the bimaris, sicknesses which come. And the terrible sicknesses for which there is no cure. AIDS, etc., HIV, all this comes from because of zina. And that also see how beautifully the Quran Sharif has proven. And the facts of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. That the question is asked also, that a man is allowed 4 wives. So a wife should be also allowed 4 husbands. So why is a husband, wife not allowed 4 husbands? And this reality, which scientists have proven in hospitals, in that medical field, that what call it, when a woman has relationships with a man, then the effects of the semen of the man remain in that woman. Now, if the same man has relationships with her, no problem. But if another man is to have relationships with her, now the semen of the previous man, if it is less than 4 months and 10 days, and exactly like this, they found it as established. And the same thing is in the Torah also. The same rule and ruling is in the Torah, which is in the Quran Sharif also. That if a husband passes away, then 4 months and 10 days, that effect will remain there. When the wife becomes a widower. And on the other hand, when she gets divorced, then it's a 3 month period. That effect remains there. And in that period, if another man is to have relationship with that woman, then there is a very great possibility that he will get AIDS, he will get HIV, etc. So therefore, the Quran Sharif has made it that the waiting period, normally we take waiting period, iddat, for the respect of the husband. And that is when the husband passes away. But if the husband gave divorce, what respect? You don't have respect for the husband if he gave divorce. But there is a waiting period there also. The real reason for that waiting period is to cleanse her. That the effect of that previous husband, whatever his semen was within her, gets completely cleaned out. And then only does the new husband and the next man have relationships with her. So Allah Ta'ala made this laws very, very clear. So the starting point is bad nazri. Or perhaps before that, when your mind is filthy and dirty, then after that you start looking. And then you carry on and then making contact and all the details of that. and then you go and have a relationship with a woman, whichever type and whatever, all the so many detailed ways in all that. Then finally comes the time where you commit the evil act. Now that evil act, on the one side, it is the door, it opens the doors of all these illnesses. Now you are completely destroyed as far as your health is concerned. And when your health is concerned, there is nothing left then. Everything is destroyed. Besides that, now when that will happen, when you fall into adultery, then you go into the process now, you'll have problems with your wife, nothing remains hidden. It becomes apparent and known now. And then now your marriage, your proper marriage with your wife, that is at stake now. And then after that, if there are children again involved from there, and you get involved in all that, if you make marry that woman again, then there is also a lot of details in there. So many things happen. All that Allah stopped it from one thing, that don't start any relation. Don't have any walat uftafu ma laysa lak bi ilm in the sam'a wal basar wal fuad kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Make islah of these things here. And rozas, if we keep in the month of Ramadan and we keep them as they are expected and required to be kept, then inshallah we won't have any of these problems. So it's very, very important that a person be concerned and makes his islah on these lines. Now, as far as the looking is concerned, there are various types today which we don't have to spell it out also. Everyone knows that on the phone, etc., and people who get addicted to it. There is this addiction also. For addiction of porn has also become an addiction. And as Maulana explained in the explanation of the Ash'ar, good people are also get involved in this. And then it leads to many, many other wrongs and haram things. So it's very necessary that if we are really concerned about our Islah, then look at what is the actual thing. Now many times we find our work environment is such that we are surrounded by women all the time. And they are trained in such a way, whether it's your secretary or whoever, that she'll perfume, put on perfume, she'll use her cosmetics, etc. And when she speaks to you also in a very sweet way, and she'll put her face right into your face, not near your face, right into your face also. So how can a person save himself really? He gets involved in somehow or the other, making a little joke or whatever, a little bit, all these things, a person. So these are things that we have to be concerned about very, very greatly. And as far as the eyes are concerned, Hadrat has explained it so much, and that when a person gets involved in these gunas, then all the time, becheni, he hasn't got peace of mind at all. He can have his most beautiful wife lying right next to him, but his mind is something somewhere else. He's thinking about somebody else. And in fact, how many times he won't be lying next to his wife? He will lie to his wife, but he won't be lying next to his wife. He'll be somewhere else, doing all other things, and involved in all other things. So therefore, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has shown a great blessing. And in this, the ulama have written, the Quran Sharif is that kitab which Allah has given us that has spelled out everything for our benefit. The Quran Sharif, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Akmamtu Alaykum Na'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Allah Ta'ala has put everything what was for our benefit. Those were the laws that Allah gave us. And what was going to be harmful for us, Allah made that haram for us. But today, we have to make this dua that we are giving no sacrifice whatsoever for deen. But the Palestinians, what great sacrifices. And there are so many of them who are voluntarily, they know that I'm going to be murdered. They know that those people there now, the Israelis or their collaborators, they are behind me and they are going to kill me. And they're giving their nasihat, their wasiyat, their last advices also for their close and dear ones they are giving. So they are making great, great sacrifices. So make dua to Allah that in the light of there, we are doing nothing whatsoever. We are not even making dua for the poor Palestinians. Just to a few words from our tongue, that also we find it too. We haven't got the time, or we haven't got that feeling for them that we can, that we make dua for them. How many of us in the whole day, today once they passed away, did we make dua for them? Or whether it is more particular time, we took out actual time to make dua for them. But anyway, their qurbani, their sacrifice which they are making, and they are getting martyrdom, and so many clear signs of how wonderful martyrdom and shahadat they are getting. In the barakat of that, may Allah Ta'ala change the winds of gumrahi, of zalalat, of misguidance into the winds of hidayat. So that everyone can. We see on the one hand, we know also that we had, for example, our difference with the Ahle Bid'at, Barelvi people. But then they were their group, we were our group. It wasn't such a thing that if a person that all just wanted to become Barelvis. There were those people, and usually they were the, nobody really became a Barelvi. Many, many of them changed and came and got the right aqidahs and followed the right way. And many from the old forefathers, what they were following, that way. But they were not really, that it was a problem, that it was a fitna, that there is a fear our children will become Barelvis. But today's fitna is such with this modernism, with all these things, that we don't know who is going to protect himself. And today with all these fitnas of videos and intermingling and all the sports and the lifestyle and the dressing and the fashion and the brand names, the thing that almost just seems to be sweeping over, and everyone is getting influenced. And it's so difficult to explain to anyone what the right thing is and what the wrong thing is. In those days, to explain to, for somebody to become a Shia will be difficult, unless of course some reasons, other reasons, they are money, whatever, woman or something, but otherwise they won't. But this is a fitna which is grabbing everyone. So make dua to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala, by the qurbani of the Palestinians, Allah let the winds of hidayat blow, and so that people can see the truth. Otherwise it's a difficult time, and this is such a guna of the eyes, that is so common, and that leads to so many more things. And then after adultery, it leads to many, many more other things. What we have mentioned are just a few, but there are many more things also, the harms that we take a person to. So it is up to us now that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and very important to remain firm on a deen. At this time, there are many people who are shaky. And today we find is the time, like Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum told. And we all should take a lesson from there. He told his close and dear ones, that today people, who and who is not changing. If you hear, I have changed, then don't follow me. Give me up. But to follow the haq all the time. So the haq is there, and we must follow the haq all the time. And the haq is clear. And let us not be with all the temptations which are coming from all sides, let us not fall prey to all these evils which are coming headlong our way. In schools, now what do you do with your children? Do you send them to school? You don't send them. Where do you educate them? How do you educate them? And the Quran Sharif has come with that message, which is complete, complete, complete. And it is till the day of Qiyamah. And nobody can change the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif's teachings are such that Allah Ta'ala, two things Allah has given, that the Quran Sharif's teachings nobody can change. And the other is that Islam has become a religion which at the beginning, just when it started, the kuffar of Makkah, they thought this is just some new temporary little some movement, and it will come to an end soon. and the followers will give up following Islam very soon and they'll return to our religion. But when Fath Makkah took place, when Makkah was conquered, and then they saw for themselves that this religion is not, we can't, nobody can dismantle this religion now. And for since then, 1400 years, though they are trying, but they cannot. Until Qiyamah they will not be able to. In fact, Imam Mahdi will come, and he will be also a follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is quite clear, so much so that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. And he also won't be come as a Nabi, but he will come as a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that right religion we have got, the thing for us is, and make effort on our children, and dua for our children. So many people have got the complaint about the children, that we try so hard with them, but they just don't listen. Where our children are listening, and they have got the understanding, make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And for that, one is to read the dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Adwa, read it, and Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah Ali said, read it in every namaz before you make salam, read it. Nafal namaz, of course, we can read it. So read this dua, or read it after namaz, that Allah tabarak ta'ala keep us on the straight path, keep our children on the straight path, save us from all these temptations and all this haram which is taking place. So, and today is a world of nudity. In fact, it's so difficult to sell a commodity, anything until, without an advertisement of a naked woman. And that advertisement of a naked woman draws the attraction. And then people are interested in buying, etc. So today is a time of great fitna, trials and tribulations. And iman is at stake. And it is a very, very serious matter that we think of it very carefully. And don't worry of becoming popular, or being accepted, or being known, or anything. The most important thing is to protect our iman at this time. And the consolation we got, that in all these things, at least what we can do with our heart, we realize these evils are evils. We can't fight them. We can't overcome them. We are today so weak that we can't stop it with the power of our hand. We can't stop it with the power of our tongue to speak out against it. How many imams have lost their jobs just when they didn't speak clearly? Just some one indication they made about something, and they lost their jobs. And so when this is the condition, then at least from our heart, and remember the heart is, it's known in Arabic as qalb, which keeps on changing. One cardiologist of Pakistan, he was here in our country, he says when we operate on the heart, we find that it does not stay static still for one moment. It keeps on changing all the time. That is what is the heart, which comes in the hadith, that the hearts are in the fingers of Al-Rahman. How Allah changes them, it changes. And it keeps on changing. The environment has an effect on the heart. The sounds which we hear around us has got an effect on the heart. What our eyes, what we are looking at, has got an effect on our heart. Everything has got an effect. So this is one common guna which Allah Ta'ala in His fazl, in this time, somebody told that our Shaykh was belonged to the caravan of Hazrat Jalaluddin's Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, which was about 800-900 years ago. But they made mashura, and they said that we're leaving you behind for our friends who will come 800-900 years later, that you bring them to Jannat. So Hazrat's teachings were that, to save us from Jahannam, to save us from the adab of Allah Ta'ala, and take us to Jannat. May Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala bless us with this reality and open our eyes and become conscious of our iman, and may follow our ma'amulat carefully, and very, very important that to remain firm on the sahih tariqa of sirati mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.